تضمن قيمة الأموات وحياة الدار الآتي. آمين يا حمل الله حامل خطية العالم كله، نسألك يا رب اسمعنا ارحمنا اغفر لنا خطايانا. آمين.
On us, O God, the Father, the Pentecreator, O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, God of hosts, be with us, for we have no helper in our hardship and tribulation but you. Absolve, forgive, and remit, O God, our transgression, those which we have committed willingly, and those which are committed unwillingly, those which are committed knowingly, and those which are committed unknowingly, the hidden and the manifest. O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us. Let it be according to your mercy, O Lord, not according to our sin.
اللهم اجعلنا مستحقين لكل شكر الدائم الذي في السماوات.
وهل تتقدس اسمك لياتي ملكوتك وتكن مشيئتك على السماء كذلك على الارض ربنا كفانا عافينا اليوم.
Oh, here you are, good agent of advance, no, I have encountered in King Apostolinki, and a quickly see on them, not here, I mean. And if maybe I'm choice of and if maybe I'm choice of Jenny, don't go to the death of any or go to the death of any or ever need to do. My dear,
Choice again.
فرعون في متن بشيرٍ وابن ماس وبنوت نوت مرعوت إن جئف نود يود من تكراتور مرعوت إن جئف نوريس إن شيرين صنف يا خريستوس Ben şuys. Ben marotin cebimde matum vab. Hem
Agios Esios Agios en Ebne Magion, Amin. Logitos Kyrios O Theos Iestos Ionas, Amin. Nietnos Tiros Mo Epsois Moro Esmo Erofen Genile Ostiro Jepef Naita Groere Iegon O Otimith Miente Epsois Shop Shoine, Amin. Alleluia.
Doxa Patrike Eioke Agiob Nevma
Logison.
Emi Ebros Efkestos Ite.
Smoeriri Epasi.
Ketov Nevmati.
Baren Shep Ehmotin Totfim Perif Ebet Nonif. Ova naite nodi viotem ven shois, ova pen noti, ova pen sotir, esu os pi a Christos. Je af eris kvazi nigon af vaitinerun af argerun af shuktenerun af aftiansuerun af titutin. Of intention, it all I know, of on Marinting, where of opus and if Arag Erun, Kimpoi, Ingo, and to avoid him near Tiron Teppen Unk. Generini verin cefi onuratu or şoyse pennuti
Rosa vikzaste
Kiriyele
Amasnalon Godda pantoknan The Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition concerning every condition and in every condition. For you have called us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to you. Spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
May the common mercy and passion upon us, hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints, for that which is good on our behalf at all times.
and make us worthy to partake of the communion of his holy and blessed mysteries for the remission of our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
من أجلنا هذا نسأل ونطلب من صلاحك يا محبا بنا امنحنا أن نكمل هذا اليوم المقدس وكل أيام حياتنا بكل سلام مع مخافتك كل حسد وكل تجربة كل فعل الشيطان ومؤامرة الناس الأشرار وقيام الأعداء الخفيين والظاهرين انزع عنا وعن ساري شعبك عن هذه المادة المقدسة عن هذه الكنيسة المقدسة التي لك أما الصالحات والنافعات فارزقنا إياها لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس على الحياة والعقارب وعلى كل قوات عدو
May we serve the minister of this day, the Higumene, the priest, the deacon, and the clergy, and all the people. May we serve the Father from the mouth of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, from the mouth of the one only Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, from the mouth of the 12 above, from the mouth of the beholder of God, the Evangelist, Amar, the Apostle, Martyr, the Patriarch, and Saviour, the Archbishop, the Discourse, Saint Athanasius, the Apostolic, Saint Peter, Horn, Martyr, the High Priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Cyril, Saint Benedict, Gregory, from the mouth of the 318 Assembly and Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and 200 Ephesus. From the mouth of our father, the high priest, Baba Amba Tawadruz II, and from the mouth of his partner, our bishop, Amba Bulus, and from the mouth of my objective self, ever blessed of glory, the holy name, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and at all times, and unto the age of all ages, amen.
Ah.
Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Romans. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. What advantage then has the Jew, or what is the profit of circumcision? Much in every way, chiefly because to them were committed the oracles of God. For what if some did not believe? Will their unbelief make the faithfulness of God without effect? Certainly not. Indeed, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that you may be justified in your words and may overcome when you are judged. But if our unrighteousness demonstrate the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unjust who inflicts wrath? I speak as a man. Certainly not. For then how will God judge the world? For if the truth of God has increased through my lie to his glory, why am I also still judged as a sinner? And why not say, let us do evil that good may come? As we are slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, their condemnation is just. What then? Are we better than they? Not at all. For we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they have practiced deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. Or is he the God of the Jews also? Or is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also the God of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Since there is one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? Certainly not. On the contrary, we establish the law. What then shall we say that Abraham our father has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
كاس الكون مرسلة معلمنا يوحنا الرسول الأولى بركاته تكون معنا أمين. الذي كان من البدء الذي سمعناه الذي رأيناه بعيوننا الذي شهدناه ولمسته أيدينا من جهة كلمة الحياة فإن الحياة أظهرت وقد رأينا ونشهد ونخبركم بالحياة الأبدية التي كانت عند الآب وأظهرت لنا الذي رأيناه وسمعناه نخبركم به لكي يكون لكم أيضا شركة معنا وأما شركتنا نحن فهي مع الآب ومع ابنه يسوع المسيح ونكتب إليكم هذا لكي يكون فرحكم كاملا وهذا هو الخبر الذي سمعناه منه ونخبركم به إن الله نور وليس فيه ظلمة البتة إن قلنا إن لنا شركة معه وسلكنا في الظلمة نكذب ولسنا نعمل الحق ولكن إن سلكنا في النور كما هو في النور فلنا شركة بعضنا مع بعض ودم يسوع المسيح ابنه يطهرنا من كل خطية إن قلنا أنه ليس لنا خطية نضل أنفسنا وليس الحق فينا وإن اعترفنا بخطينا فهو أمين وعادل حتى يغفر لنا خطينا وطهرنا من كل إثم إن قلنا أننا لم نخطئ نجعله كاذبا وكلماته ليست فينا يا أولادي أكتب إليكم هذا لكي لا تخطئوا وإن أخطأ أحد فلنا شفيع عند الآب يسوع المسيح البار وهو كفارة لخطينا ليس لخطينا فقط بل لخطايا كل العالم أيضا لا تحب العالم ولا الأشياء التي في العالم العالم يمضي شهواته معه ولذا سنعرض الله يا بوم إلى الله
Yeah. act to our fathers, the pure apostles, for invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit, may their holy blessing to the Solomon. And when 40 years had passed, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire in a bush in the wilderness of Mount Sinai. When Moses saw it, he marveled at the sight, and as he drew near to observe, the voice of the Lord came to him, saying, I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses trembled and dared not look. Then the Lord said to him, take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their groaning and have come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send you to Egypt. The word of the Lord shall grow and multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the holy church of God.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen.
Today is the 12th day of the blessed month of Kiyah. May God begin in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquity are forgiven through the mercy of our Lord, my Father, my brethren, amen. The Church celebrates on this day the monthly commemoration of the Honorable Archangel Michael, the head of the heavenly hosts. He is standing before the Pantocrator, interceding on our behalf, saying, O thou who art merciful, do not be angry. O righteous one, have mercy on thy creation. O thou who is long-suffering, do not perish the work of thy hands. May his holy intercession be with us all, amen. On this day also of the year 111 of the martyrs, the great father Abba Hedra, bishop of Aswan, departed. His parents, who were Christians, raised him well and taught him the fear of God since his young age. When he was 18 years old, his parents wanted him to marry one of his relatives, but he refused with the excuse that he was ill. The next morning he went to church early, asking the Lord Christ to let him hear through the reading of the Holy Scriptures what agrees with what was in his heart. He heard what comforted him. When he left the church, he saw a deceased person being carried to the cemetery. He walked among the mourners, talking to himself, saying, Listen, O Hedra, it is not this one that died, but you yourself, who should die to his futile word. After they had buried the deceased one, he did not return to his home, but went to a monk in one of the monasteries. When his family and friends heard of what he had done, they went and told him, In so doing, you had brought grief to us, and you can worship God in any place. When they failed to bring him back, they returned with grief-filled hearts for being separated from him. Henceforth, Sanhedra went on fervent worship, asceticism, fasting, uninterrupted prayers, and numerous prostration under the guidance of his spiritual father, Saint Poimen. 8 years later, he lived a solitary life in a cave, fighting the devil that tempted him frequently, but the Lord saved him from it all. Later on, the bishop of the city of Aswan departed. Some of its people went to the monastery where Sanhedra was ordained a monk. There they heard from the monks about the life of this father, his knowledge and his virtues. They unanimously agreed on choosing him. They went to his cave, and he responded to their request, for he had seen a vision in which the Lord Christ declared to him that he will be the bishop for the diocese of Aswan. They took him and traveled to Alexandria, where Abba Theophilus, the 23rd Pope of Alexandria, consecrated him bishop for the parish of Aswan. This father devoted himself to exhort his people, teach them and guide them to the way of the eternal life. God performed many miracles by his hands. When he completed his life in a good repute, departed in peace, a monastery carry his name still exists west of Aswan. The blessing with prayer be with us all, amen. Today we also commemorate the departure of Saint John the Confessor. Confessors are those believers in Christ who endures many tortures for the sake of their faith in Christ and were steadfast in the faith. Nevertheless, God, with his sublime wisdom, did not permit their martyrdom, and they were released from their imprisonment. And one of them was Saint John the Egyptian. He endured severe tortures during the persecution of Diocletian. They plucked out his eyes and branded them with fire to destroy them. They cast him in a fire which did not harm him, and that astonished many of his steadfastness in the faith and his endurance. This saint distinguished by a strong memory, for he memorized many books of the Holy Bible. He was able to recall any verse or paragraph from the Old or the New Testaments and recite it accurately as someone who was reading in a book. When he finished his good strife, departed in peace, the blessing of his prayer be with us all, amen. On this day also of the year 249 AD, a council assembled in the city of Rome, attended by 60 bishops, 18 priests, and a deacon from a scholars of Rome. The council was presided by the Cornelius, bishop of Rome, to judge the priest Novatus. He claimed that whoever denied the faith in the time of persecution, his repentance will not be accepted. He based his erroneous teaching on the words of our teacher St. Paul in his epistle to the Hebrews, "For it is impossible to those who were once enlightened and have tested the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the power of age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, then they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame." Hebrews 6:4-6. The fathers explained to him that the Apostle St. Paul did not say this concerning those who repent, but concerning those who intend to be baptized after each time they sin. For baptism can be carried only once. Therefore, the Apostle went on saying, "They crucify again for themselves the Son of God." The Apostle here explained that since the crucifixion happened only once, so is baptism. As for the door of repentance is open to every repentant, otherwise everyone who falls in the sin of denying Christ or commit a sin will not be accepted even if he repents. That would mean then that David's repentance was not accepted. And when the Apostle St. Peter denied the Lord Jesus, then repented and wept, his repentance also was not accepted. Therefore, the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the St. Peter would be worthless, also setting him to shepherd his flock invalid, and that would nullify every baptism he performed. So generally speaking, according to Novatus' opinion, every sinner would have perished, and that is extreme ignorance. The Father explained to him also that Christ the Lord had come to the world to save sinners and to lead them to repentance, for he said, "Unless you repent, you will likewise perish." Luke 13:3. All those who gathered against Novatus advised him to abandon his erroneous opinion and repent of it. They told him, "Do not be an enemy of God, yourself, and of all mankind." Since Novatus did not relinquish his opinions and his dangerous heresy, the council excommunicated him and all those who believed in his teaching. They exiled him after depriving him from the fellowship of the church. The blessing of the prayers of these holy fathers be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
الذين سبقوا فرقدوا يا رب كلنا خلاصنا كلنا رجاؤنا كلنا شفاؤنا كلنا وقيامتنا كلنا أنت
according to our teacher, St. Luke, the evangelist, apostle, and pure disciple, his blessing be with us all. Amen. From the Psalms of our teacher David, the prophet and the king, may his holy blessing be with us all. Listen, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your own people also on your father's house, so the king will greatly desire your beauty, because he is your Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, O full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Glory be to God forever.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the second Sunday in Kiyak, and we are preparing ourselves for the incarnation, God who will come and incarnate in our heart before the world. And for this preparation, today the reading of the Gospel from St. Luke, it's for the Annunciation, when Saint Gabriel, when Archangel Gabriel came to Saint Mary. And I will read this part, only the last part from the Gospel. Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. I will read with you also too from the Bible, Genesis 1. The earth, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. I will stop only on one word, and I will compare this word between in Genesis and between St. Luke exactly. God said in the beginning, "Let there be." And if I go to the reading of today, St. Mary said exactly, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let be to me according to the word." In the beginning, God starting and he said, "Let there be the light, and I will create the world." But he was waiting after that, after a long time, he was waiting to find the right woman to say yes, to say, "Let it be also too." Comparing by God who said before, "Let there be," and Saint Mary said after thousands of years, she said, "Let it be." Without the yes of Saint Mary, God couldn't continue the life of salvation. Saint Mary, when she said yes, she said, "Let it be," it's exactly when she tried to remind us, God create in the beginning, created the, in the beginning the light. And I have to say also to, as he said, "Let there be," I will say the same word, "Let it be." and I have to say yes, and I can't say no to God. As if St. Mary is, the word of St. Mary was an echo of the word of God. God said, let there be the light. And after many years, during the darkness, during the fall of Adam and Eve, and the humanity, and according to all of that, God, who was waiting and he was preparing and he was waiting for someone to say, let it be the same word as he said before, to continue his delight. You can imagine if Saint Mary, she said no. And why she has to say no, whatever. She has a lot of obstacles. For example, which is the big thing in her life, which is her virginity. Archangel Michael came and he said to Saint Mary, you'll be a mother. You receive a baby. And she was surprised. Who said that? I'm still virgin. How I will be conceived? How I will have a baby? The first obstacle between Saint Mary and between God, what he said with the message from God with Saint Gabriel, with Archangel Gabriel, it's her virginity. But what Saint Mary did, she removed everything. She removed even the obstacles, and she said, yes, I have no problem. And God, he was 100% sure that Saint Mary would say yes. I never attended a proposal. How many proposals we attended? And the boy go to the girl, and he asked her, do you marry me? And sure, she said yes. And I never saw a picture for, she said, and they have like a small sign, and they write on these signs, she said yes. Because he was 100% sure that she will accept. She's a relationship, a deep relationship between them. 100% he is sure that she will accept and she will say yes. Exactly as God. She was 100% sure that Saint Mary would remove all the obstacles between him and between her, which is the virginity, and she would say yes. We have a lot of obstacles between me and between God to say no. Maybe a lot of things in my life. The problem is God is talking to me a lot during the day, during my life, but due to the lot of obstacles in my life, I say, no, I can't listen to you. Sometimes it's logic. The logic, it's making an obstacle between me and between God. However, God is over, it's beyond this logic. A lot of people said, if I calculate my life, calculate how I have to live, I can't live. But because God is beyond the logic, I have to accept. I go through the Bible, and I saw a lot of people who are very weak sometimes, and they said yes. In the beginning, they said, it doesn't make sense. It's not logic to say yes. It's impossible. But after that, they said yes. For example, Noah. With the people, a lot of people around Noah, and God said, build an ark on the mountain. Is it true? I can build an ark on a mountain? Where is the sea? I have to build an ark, a boat, close to the sea, close to the water. How I can build this? Listen to me. Yet it's unlogic, yes. And he said, yes, I will do that. And he saved all the nations, the animals and the nation, the humanity. Abraham, he listened to God and he said, yes. God said, go. and leave everyone, and I will give you hundreds of sons. He said yes, and he was waiting. And when he received a son, God said to him, go and give your son Isaac a sacrifice. He didn't think. Where is the logic? Where is the logic to give my son only son? I have one son only. And you told me before that you will have thousands. And I didn't receive anyone. Maybe I'm waiting. And now you are telling me to give me my son? Yes. Listen to me. You are trusting or not? And Abraham said, yes. I will give you my son. And he was, and he became the father of the fathers. And Isaac, he became a sign of Christ. Joseph said yes to God when God said, can you forgive your brothers? God, are you believe that? You wanted to forgive, that you tell me that to forgive my brothers, that they sold me as slavers, as a slaver. And you wanted to forgive these brothers? I can't even call them brothers. God said, Malish, forgive them, because I'm preparing for you something different. So Joseph said, yes, I will forgive. And he became the second man after Pharaoh, and he saved the people in the area. Even Moses said, he said yes when God told him, go and talk to Pharaoh. He said, I can't talk to Pharaoh. He said, don't worry, I am with you. It's unlogic to go to Pharaoh. It's unlogic to have like millions of people of Israel and go outside Egypt. I can't do that. I am with you. Listen to me. And he said yes. And he saved his people. How many people in the Old Testament and New Testament said yes? A lot. And finally, St. Mary came. And she said, you know what? I will say yes too to you. If someone put himself in the shoes of St. Mary, and Archangel Gabriel came, or whatever angel, any angel came and said, you know what? You will be a mother. And she's still virgin. First of all, what the people will say? Something logic. And how, okay, if it is the people I will ignore and will deny everything, how to do that? It's a miracle? And how it's miracle happened? If it's happened, what I will do? And if I'll do what the people say, and with the people say, what I will live after, how I will live after that? A lot of questions. And this is exactly what we're doing with God. It's something unlogic, and I have it on the paper. And on the paper, it will not happen. But I'm not trusting God. If you want to trust God, do two things. Open the Bible and read. Number two, open your book of your history and look over that and see how many times God was with you. And he did miracles and miracles with you. So today we will work together to know how to say yes. Yes is the three letters, Y and E and S. Y, it's yield. Two, which is E, it's expect. And S is surrender. Yield, expect, surrender. Yield, it means I have to prepare myself to meet God to say yes. My question was, where and what St. Mary was doing while Archangel Gabriel came to her. She was in her room and she was praying. There is a month of like years Saint Mary was preparing herself to say yes. To listen to God, I have to prepare myself. I have to be ready to say yes. The problem that I'm always doing that. I'm very busy with many things in my life. And I'm always outside. I'm always busy with my life, with my kids, with the activities, whatever what we have. But I'm not preparing myself to be ready to say yes. If you have your son and you wanted to prepare him to play soccer and to be a good player, what he has to do? He has to go to the arena and he has to do a lot of trainings and he has to prepare himself to be a good player. Or you have to stay in the room and he has to play PlayStation FIFA. No way. He will not do that. If I wanted for my son to prepare himself to be a good player, he has to go to play, not to stay in room to play PlayStation. So I'm doing that with my kids for purpose, the goal of that, to prepare himself to be a good player. What about a spiritual player? I'm doing that for me or not? I'm practicing. I'm standing and I'm raising my hands, my eyes, my heart to God. I'm praying to prepare myself to be a good player in order to say yes as Saint Mary or not. And this is a question that I have to ask. So the first thing, it's yield. The second one is expect. So I prepare myself. I'm always trying to prepare as Saint Mary did. She was in her room and she was praying. Because she wasn't anxious when she saw Archangel Gabriel. As if she saw before angels. That's why when I read the gospel many times, I saw that Saint Mary was like normal in her actions and her reactions. She didn't surprise, for example. No. It's only surprising when he said, you will be a mother of God. What? I will be a mother of God? How? So that's why she was preparing herself from a long time to receive this message. Or at least she has a very good and deep relationship with God. That's why when Archangel gave her a message, she didn't surprised or anxious. And she accepted and she removed all the obstacles. She had a lot of questions, but she said, okay, let it be. And she tried to remind us about let there be when God created the light. God created the light and Saint Mary continued the creation, the story of salvation. Number two is expect. Expect it to be listening for God's voice. It means that I have to be ready also to listen. So I have to open my ears. I have to open my ears every time what God say. If you listen to the Synaxarian today, one of the saints, they said, I will go to the church, I wanted to listen to your word, God. Let me know what I have to do. So I have to expect any time, I have to be ready and expect any time that God will talk to me. Not only at church, not only when I open the Bible and then read the gospel, or I read any part from the scripture. Or it's not only, for example, when I am praying only in my room. Maybe the message is coming from anywhere. Maybe it's coming from someone in my work. Maybe the message comes from someone else too outside the street. So I have to be ready and expect that God will talk to me anytime. That's why he said, keep your heart in my hands. If my heart is not in God's hands, so I can't listen to God's voice. Number three is surrender. It means be open to what God has to say. So number one, I'm preparing myself. Number two, I have to be ready and expect that God will talk to me anytime. And number three, I have to accept and open to what God has to say. My issue that I'm not accepting God, what he will say to me. Because, no, I have some conditions. If you will do that, I will do that. And I have to listen exactly. God, please do that. I'm not asking him according to your will. لا. أنا مش بطلب اللي ربنا عايزه أو بقول له زي ما أنت عايز يا رب. لا ما بعملش كده. I'm not saying that. I'm always saying أنا عايز ده. I want this. وبصلي and I'm praying a lot for only this. But I'm not giving anything in his to his hands and say, okay, according to your will. No. يا رب أنا عايز دي. This is only the problem that we are facing. Saint Mary wasn't like that. Saint Mary was preparing herself to accept whatever God will say to her. That's why we have a problem. I have to accept three things with when I say yes. May it be difficult. May it be unpopular. May it be uncomfortable. Sometimes God chooses for me a way. And for me, I see it's the wrong way. And it is not the right one. And I'm like crying to God, what you're doing with me? And why I have to accept that? And God was telling me, Habibi, listen to me. Listen. I am your father. I'm taking care about you. And because I love you from my deep heart, and I say, no, you are not loving me. How you love me and you leave me like that in this way? And after a while, and after years and years, I discovered that this is the right way from God. So from the beginning, I have to say yes and accept everything. I have to be ready to obedient to God's word. The last things I have to say, our not enough, it's more than enough with God. Again, our not enough, it's more than enough with God. God is giving me the blessings. God is giving me the grace. That's why I have to learn from Saint Mary today. I have to listen and I have to open my ears and I have to know what God is telling me. But because I am surrounded by a lot of things, so I'm not ready yet to listen to this word. That's why I have to prepare my heart. That's why the second week in Kiyak we have the Gospel of the Annunciation. As if we, like the church, try to tell me, open your heart and open your ears to listen to the new gospel. It's a good news for you. God will come to your heart. So I have to listen to that and I have to say yes and glory be to God forever. Amen.
نعطيك السلام مع غمري للملأ لين السلام لك يا ممتلئة نعمة الرب معك. Therefore we glorify you as the mother of God at all times. As the Lord on our behalf, he may forgive us our sin.
We believe in one God, God the Father, Pentocrator, Creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father, before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, he sits at the right hand of his Father. He is coming again in his glory, judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have none. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and on holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with the heavenly peace by which doors of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth and goodwill to all men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic kisses.
Lord, have mercy.
According to your goodwill, O God, fill our hearts with your peace, clean us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil entailing death, and make our worth your master to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Maria.
Ah.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord, who art Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer in order, stand with trembling, look towards the east, let us attend.
Through the intercession of the Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have risen and saved us. Have mercy of peace, a sacrifice of grace.
The Lord. Things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You are seen in stand up
before whom stand the angel, the archangels, the principality, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are here on who stand the cherubim, full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend
the cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your holy glory. حقيقة يا رب إلهنا الذي قبلنا وخلقنا ووضعنا في فردوس النعيم، وعندما خالفنا عصيتك بالرواية الحية سقطنا من الحياة الأبدية ونفينا من فردوس النعيم، فلم تتركنا عنك أيضا إلى الانقضاء، بل تعبدتنا دائما بأنبيائك القديسين، وفي آخر الأيام ظهرت لنا نحن الجلوس في الظلم وظلال الموت بابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح، هذا الذي من الروح القدس ومن الأدراك القديسة مريم.
آمين. بالميلاد الفوقان الذي من الماء والروح، وجعلنا له شعبا مجتمعا وصيانة أطهار بروحك القدوس، هذا الذي أحب خاصة الذين في العالم
وسلم ذاته فداءً عنا إلى الموت الذي تملك علينا هذا الذي كنا ممسكين به مبيعين من قبل خطايانا نزل إلى الجحيم من قبل الصالحين
حقا
صعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك يا رب أرى السماء ومن للمجازات الذي يأتي في اليدين المسكونة بالعدل ويعطي كل واحد وواحد كنحو أعماله of shepherd of sins, do this in remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
By the own picky afoot, men in sapid afton, fevel can o erpidem o et auf shipping
moon. Amen.
Auf es moero.
Amen.
Auf er oge jenzine. Tief ohne Nieten und von Agius Matitis, ein Apostel und Sitz am Web, Ewe Goemus. Take, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, it shall be shed for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is also true.
مرة تأكلون فيها من هذا الخبز وتشربون من هذه الكأس تبشرون بموتي وتعترفون بقيامتي وتذكرونني إلى أن أجي.
آمين آمين آمين. بموتك يا رب نبشر وبقيامتك المقدسة وصعودك إلى السماوات نعترف نسبحك نباركك نشكرك يا رب ونتضرع إليك يا إله
نصعد كرائل من المقدسة قيمة من الأموات صعود إلى السماوات تجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب وظهور الثاني الآتي من السماوات المخوف المملوء مجدا نقرب لك قرابينك من الذي لك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال
اسجدوا لله بخوف ورعدة
نسبحك نباركك نخدمك يا رب ونسجد
bei euch gemeinen tief einfen Soma, if unwa winta.
Tina ti amin.
Bei avod deon en esmo fiftan jut, Ente ti dienti ki enveni ento.
Ke palente nati
remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of him.
Amen. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Amen. Gospel worth our matter to partake of your holy sin to perfection of our souls, our body and our spirit, that we may become one body, one spirit. And may you have a share and inheritance all the saints who have blessed the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Lord, have mercy.
Peace, which you have acquired to yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in her. Foremost, remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop Baba Ambatawadro II, and his partner, our Father, the Bishop Ambabulos.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who rightly define the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox hegemons, priests and deacons.
Lord, have mercy.
And all the servants and all who are in virginity, and the purity of all your faithful people. Remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us, O Lord.
Have mercy upon us, O God, the Father, the Pantocrator.
Remember, O Lord, as if to this place which is yours, and in every place and in every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell therein and God's faith graciously accord, O Lord, the air of heaven, the fruit of the earth, the water of the rivers, the seed, the herbs, and the plant of the field is here. Bless them.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Grant them to their measure according to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth, made for it be abundantly watered, and its fruits be plentiful. Prepare it for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life as deemed fit. For bless the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food and you seed and deal with us according to your goodness. O you who give food to all flesh, fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too, having sufficiency in everything, always may abounded in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto this gift, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all the heavenly
holy and precious.
sacrifices and those who have brought them.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, I command of your only begotten Son that we share in a commemoration of your sins. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have blessed you since the beginning. Our Holy Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Preacher, the Evangelist, the Martyrs, the Confessors, and all the Spirit of the Righteous are consummated in the faith. Most of all, the pure, full of glory and virgin, Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Lord. And Saint John, a firm baptist and martyr, then Stephen, dark deacon, the pro-martyr, the beholder of God, Saint Mild Evangeline, the apostle, and the martyr, the patriarch and savior of Jesus, Discoros, and Athanasius, the apostolic, Saint Peter, all martyr and high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Sidicius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, the Gregory the Theologian, the Gregory the Wonder Worker, the Gregory the Armenian, the 318 Sibylla and Nicaea, the 150 and Constantinople and the 200 at Ephesus, our righteous father, the great Abba Antony, our righteous father, Abba Paul, the three sons of Macari, and all the children, the cross-bearers. Our father, Abba John Degumin, our righteous father, Abba Pishoy, the perfect man, the beloved of our good Savior. Our righteous father, Baba Kirillos and Sings, and our deacon, Habib Gergis, and all the choir of your saints, through whose prayer and supplications have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the names of our holy fathers, the patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us our sins.
May their holy blessing be with us. Amen. Glory be to you, O Lord. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless us. Lord, repose them. Amen.
Those, O Lord, and everyone whose names we have mentioned, and those whose names we have not mentioned, those whom each one has in mind, and those who are in not our minds, and those who have fallen asleep and repose in the faith of Christ. Graciously, O Lord, remember the soul of your servants. Muri Sayed Aziz Hawak the Aziz Manoranub Obriel Umirvatubula Bulis Wadal Girgis Rudras Iriad Ramziriad Bediriad Jurjit Putrus. Graciously, O Lord, repose their soul in the bosom of our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sustain them in the green pasture by the water of rest in the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your Son.
Lord, have mercy.
Soul, you have taken upon them in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in the place. And we too who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith, and grant us your peace unto the earth.
As it was and shall be, it is from generation to
and lead us through down the way into your kingdom, that as in this so also in all things your great and holy name be glorified, blessed and exalted in everything, honored and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit. Renipasi.
Ketom nemmati so.
Aida. فلنشكر الله ضابط الكل أبا ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح لأنه جعلنا أهلا الآن أن نقف في هذا الموضع المقدس ونرفع أيدينا إلى فوق ونخدم اسمه العظيم القدوس. وأيضا الآن فلنسأله أن يجعلنا مستحقين لشركة أسعاد أسرار الإلهية غير الميتة.
آمين.
في صومعة
Amin, amin, bro, sevek saste.
Kirele
eiso.
Master and Lord, our God, the Creator, the invisible, the infinite, the unchangeable, and the immeasurable. You have sent us your true light, your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, the eternal Lord. He who is there in the fatherly bosom at all times, himself came down and dwelt in the undefiled virginal womb, she being virgin gave birth to him while her virginity is perpetual. تسبحه أجناد السماوات ترتل له صارخين قائلين قدوس 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 رب الجنود السماء والأرض مملوءتان من مجدك أنا أقدى نحن أيضا الضعفاء اجعلنا مستحقين معهم يا سيدنا الصالح محب البشر لكي بقلب طاهر نسبحك معه ومع الروح القدس الثالوث الأقدس المساوي نرفع أعيننا إلى فوق إليك أيها الآب القدوس الذي في السماوات ونقول Our Father
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass
Hem be Christo, o si sos be.
اذكر يا رب اجتماعاتنا باركنا
فلستحقنا مع روحك ننصت بخوف الله امين
امين يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم
All is for the holy blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ the Son of the of God Sanctification is by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
One is the Holy Father, one is the Holy Son, one is the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. كان واحدا مع لاهوت بغير اقتناط ولا امتزاج ولا تغيير. He witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the honour of the cross of his own will for us all. Truly I believe that his divinity parted not from his humanity for a single moment in a twinkling of an eye. وطعنا خلاصا وفرانا للخطايا وحياة بدية لكل من يتناول منه. أؤمن ومن ومن أن هذا بالحقيقة أمين.
آمين آمين آمين. أؤمن 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 أن هذا هو بالحقيقة أمين. طلبوا عنا وعن كل المسيحيين الذين قالوا لنا من أجلهم أن نذكرهم في بيت الرب. سلام ومحبة يسوع المسيح معكم. رتلوا بنشيد الليلويا. صلوا من أجل التناول باستحقاق من الأسرار المقدسة الطائرة السمائية. يا رب ارحم.
Zoksa si Alleluia, 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 Bimisi evo genevio. Go in the on the rois more not even is over the on top of the
Yes,
سبحوا على مقدرته هللويا هللويا المولود من الأب قبل كل الدهور praise him according to the multitude of his greatness and hallelujah the begotten of the Father before ages سبحوا بصوت البول Alleluia, Alleluia, Al-Mawlud min al-Ab, Qabla kull ad-duhur, Him with psaltery and harp, Alleluia, Alleluia, the begotten of the Father before the ages سبحوا بالدفوف وصفوا هللويا هللويا المولود من قبل كل الدهور him with strings and organs Alleluia Alleluia the begotten of the Father before the سبحوا بسنوق حسنة الصوت هللويا هللويا المولود من الأب قبل كل الدهور is him upon symbols of joy Alleluia Alleluia the begotten of the Father before all the ages and they believe in Mara's Motiro Ebron in its words been Moti Alleluia Ya bimisi evol chenem yo hago en yon tiro zog sabatri ke yo ke age yo ebne mati allelo ya bimisi evol chenem yo Ago en yon tiro Mikael Que esto se honasto No, 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 amin Aleluya Bimisi Evol genemio Ago en yon tiro Aleluya Alleluia, zok sa se o se o se mon alleluia.
was seen by Moses, the prophet. Read the fire of divinity 9 months in her holy body without blemishing her virginity. I open my mouth and proclaim and utter hidden mysteries. With the praise of Virgin Mary, blessed is the pride of the human race. Gabriel the messenger came to you with the incarnation of the Logos. The Lord will dwell in your holy womb. Blessed is the pride of the human race. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The Most High will overshadow you. And you shall bear the Son of God. Blessed is the pride of the human race. By Moses, the fire
in the wilderness,
the fire inside it was a flame, but never consumed or injured it. The same with the Theotokos, Mary carried the fire of divinity 9 months in her holy body, without blemishing her virginity. David, your father, said of you and prophesied about the birth, then God will be held in your bosom. Blessed is the pride of the human race. All that was said has been fulfilled. The proclamations and prophecies about the birth of Emmanuel. Blessed is the pride of the human race. Through you, O blessed and filled Mary, we were freed from slavery. God has filled you with eternal grace. Blessed is the pride of the human race, the burning bush seen by Moses, the prophet in the wilderness. The fire inside it was a flame, but never consumed or injured it. The same with the Theotokos, Mary carried the fire of divinity 9 months in her holy body, without blemishing her virginity. I open my mouth and proclaim and offer hidden mysteries about the birth of Emmanuel. Blessed is the pride of the human race.
Ave Mary, have a son. Her life she's given to the Holy One. By faith she said, your will be done. Blessed is the pride of the human race, the blessed daughter of Joachim. Achieved what was each woman's dream, to be the mother of the one who redeemed. Blessed is the pride of the human race, the burning bush seen by Moses.
يا ملاك هذه الذبيحة الطاهرة بهذه تسبح اليوم إلى العلو، واذكرنا أمام الله الحي لأن لنا حياة نمضي الله
من
لك القوة والمجد لك البركة ولا يزال الأبد أمين. اللهم اجعلنا مستحقين نأكل بشكر. Our Father, would be thy name, thy kingdom come. As it is in heaven, give us this day.